Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
This is the holidays. We shouldn't be critical of each other. We'll talk about how judgmental you are after the new year.
She did a lot of bad stuff.
You know what I think of the review? pull my finger! Who?
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's a better person than me in most ways, like attitude, following through on things, etc. But I have the worst memory ever, so I could be remembering wrong. Sorry!
She is my better half that has enriched my life and this podcast by being a major part in it. But after combing through the Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips archive, I'm questioning her ability to contain her emotions. My fiery co-host has a name. It's Amelia, but she goes by...
Amy Nichols. Yeah, I don't know. I don't... Trying to find the best and worst. Golly. It's rough. It is rough. You are better than me in every way. Like, I was like, she's awesome. Look at me.
Who we really need to question, Amy, is your family, because we were talking about yesterday, your entire family listens and like comments to you and says stuff. And I don't run into that problem. Like, I'll have a rando tell me that they listen to the podcast. And I'm like, really? I had no idea, because they've never said anything, you know, but I don't have people that listen to the podcast. So whenever you were talking about your family listening, the whole time I wanted to be like, but what about me? Like, do they like me? What do they have to say about me? But I didn't turn the conversation into myself,
what?
which normally that's not the case. Normally I can take anything and turn it into myself.
Well, they love you, especially my daughter, Morgan.
Aw, but she didn't say that yesterday.
No, not yesterday. She doesn't say it every day.
She needs to come up in conversation a lot more often than it does. So we are skating on into the end of the new year. We've got Christmas. It's Christmas time. I have been so Christmas happy lately. Have you?
I have, because we decorated this last weekend and we started to get into the Christmas feels. So this is not planned to talk about, but we went to this really cool Mexican restaurant in town. It's called Campo Verde. I'd never heard of it before.
Mm-hmm.
And they decorate for the season the inside of the restaurant with like over 100, like thousands and thousands of Christmas lights. And they have like a little train that goes around the whole inside of the building. And I don't know, it's just, that's how we kicked off our celebration. We went and got ornaments, but we had lunch first. And it was just so cool. Like, Christmas lights are so magical.
I know. It's so much fun. I've seen so much more Christmas lights since I've been back than I did whenever traveling to see the Christmas lights. But that's one thing I haven't done yet. I have not gotten out to look at lights yet. I was passing by, I went to visit my parents the other day, and they live out in the country, and along the way, there's somewhere called Hudson Oaks, like almost to Weatherford, that's supposed to have a beautiful light display, but it was too late by the time we got back, so we didn't stop, but I plan on doing that. I don't know if I'm going to get to do the Arlington lights. Maybe I can do that whenever Heaven's staying with me, but I had invited my parents to go to the Arlington lights, and they were like, but there's free lights here. But it's supposed to be really cool.
I know. I did look into it. It does look really cool. We had some family trying to convince us to go, but again, it's not free. So, we'll have to think about that.
I've watched Elf only one time this year.
Oh,
so it's
cool.
A slow start. Did buy it on iTunes the other day.
You already have it on DVD and then you purchased it again.
Yeah. Because I don't have a DVD player in my
Why
living
do you
room.
Have DVDs? Why does
know.
Jeremy have 25,000 CDs?
I don't know. I'm not a Hallmark Christmas movie person.
Me neither.
But I was Christmasing the F out on Netflix. And so I started watching. They put out their own like Hallmark kind of cheesy movies.
Yeah, there's a couple that have kind of caught my interest, but it's so difficult for me because that's not my thing.
Yeah, I wasn't into it, but I did have it playing in the background. Mm-hmm. I still watched like probably two or three of them, but I just didn't sit there and
right.
watch it the whole time. Best movie I've seen lately, like since I've been doing nothing but watching TV.
Yeah, what is it?
P.S. I Love You. That was a really sweet movie because I'd already been watching chick flicks. And then I was still in the love mood, so I put it on P.S. I Love You. I had never seen that before.
So, did you cry?
I did not cry.
You never never cry at the right moment. You're doing it wrong.
I was with my neighbor yesterday and I said something like, I never cry. And then I was telling her about crying at work. And then I was telling her about crying to Jeremy. And I was like, I swear to God, I never cry. Like, this is just two instances that it happened to happen. But no, that was such a sweet movie.
It is. It's good. It's Gerard Butler?
Gerard Butler, yeah.
And Hilary Swank. They're a good combo.
Yeah, it was really good. I finally got Christmas out and put up. I started with Christmas being out, and then I never put up the boxes. So I finally put up the boxes yesterday. I started wrapping. That way I can clean some stuff up and put it under the tree. I have completely failed at life right now because normally I have to have a stern talking to with Jeremy about getting all of his stuff in order, and the house is a complete mess. I haven't done anything since we got back from vacation, and we were having a quick bite the other day, and he's like, do you want to eat at the dining room table? And I looked at the dining room table, and I have Amazon boxes filled with presents. I have some leftover Thanksgiving stuff up. I have my Christmas stuff out that I haven't put out yet. And I was just like, no, I'm not cleaning off the table right now. I don't feel like dealing with this. So we went, which we always eat in the living room anyway. But yeah, no, I'm not going to start moving stuff around so you can eat. And then I was like, I really need to get it together or I can never yell at him again.
Well, you're doing better than me because I have not even started Christmas shopping yet. There's something wrong with me. And on top of yesterday, which was probably one of the worst days ever, I failed at motherhood. I failed at dinner. I failed at family. I was just failing all over the place. First forgot that I was supposed to pick up Maddox at a different time from school, and he had drum lessons, which I'm supposed to pay for every week. And so I had already been sitting in the school parking lot for 20 minutes and realized that I need to go get money. So I went to the grocery store, bought things I didn't even need just so I could get cash back, and I used my credit card. So it's an automatic, you're not allowed to say that you want cash back. So I left the store without cash. I asked the cash register lady. I was like, can I do it again? She's like, no, your card's set up that way. There's no help for you. So I go home. I ask Morgan, can I please borrow $10 to pay for this drum lesson? She doesn't have $10. She has hundreds and ones, which not enough ones. I am not giving that man a $100 bill.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, and then so I try to start thieving from my son. He's still at school, and I'm trying to find his wallet, trying to steal. I tried so hard to pay this poor college student his $10, and I pull up to pick up Maddox, and the guy's there waiting for his money. I was like, oops, sorry, I forgot, which made me a liar, and you know how I feel about lying. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't tell him I tried so hard, and I still failed. I'm failing at life. There's something wrong with me. And then dinner time. Morgan keeps stealing my dinner designated food. So like there's certain things that I'm going to use for a meal and you're not allowed to touch it. And they have snack foods. You eat the snack foods. And so no joke, I had to go to the store 3 times for one meal because she keeps on eating my tortillas or my cheese or whatever. I'm like, what is wrong? Anyways, I guess that's the more she's failing than me. I was failing at dinner because I kept on having to go to the store for more stuff that she was eating. Anyways, and then I was just so sad about just failing at everything. So I divulge way too much information to my kids, tell them how I feel, which I don't know. I think it's okay for parents to do that sometimes, but it was just like, I'm sick, I'm sad, I'm tired, I'm broke. And I'm like, why am I talking to my kids about this?
Because you need Morgan to know, don't be eating all the food in the fridge because I'm broke. I can't buy more. Stop it. I do have a funny little family thing for you real quick.
Yeah.
So we discussed last week, my foot was hurt. Like I thought I might have, I didn't think it was broken because it wasn't big and swollen or anything, but I thought I might have fractured or shaved off or, you know, bone
chipped.
Fragment. Yeah, something, because it was really, really hurting. And so I called my mom and did the thing that I always do. I called her and I was like, Dr. Mom, this is a business phone call only. And, I told her that I hurt my foot and she goes, how? Or do I even want to know? And I said, what kind of kinky stuff do you think I'm doing if I hurt my foot? And she goes, oh, you said foot? I thought you said butt. And I'm like, Mom.
Oh, my God.
My mom tries so hard to be cool with me like that and like joke around about sex and I can't. And she always tries to make funny comments like that.
No.
And this one, I I think she genuinely did not hear me. So she wasn't trying to be funny. It just came out being really funny. But she's made comments about my headboard and how soft it is if you're going to like slam your head into it. And I'm like, Mom, stop. We're not talking about this. I don't care that I'm grown and you're grown. I can't have.
Oh, wait. Are you trying to say grown or groin?
Groin.
Well, thank you, Mom. My mom, for not making conversations really awkward.
Okay, so we are skating on into the end of the year.
Yes.
And that means it's a time to reflect and think about what kind of year have you had? What kind of year have we had?
Have had.
What kind of year has our year been? So that's what we wanted to talk about today, the best and worst of 2018, and also some predictions for 2019.
Yes, I'm excited.
Sum up your year, good or bad?
I'm going to say good, personally. For me, my year was good. I think I might be in denial a little bit because I have people around me that, you know, aren't doing the greatest and hasn't been their best year. And I might be just like, my life's so great. And then maybe it just hasn't hit me yet. Maybe, I don't know. But I'm going to say good. That's my overall.
Same. I think that it's been a great year for the most part. I do have a little bit of a breakdown. I'm going to start off with the worst. We want to get the negative out the way, right?
Yes.
One of the worst things that happened, almost burning my house down.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Almost burning my house down whenever I had a cast iron skillet in my oven and I turned my precise clean oven on and house was filled up with smoke. It was legit on fire. My oven was locked and I had to call Jeremy at work at the fire station to ask him what to do. He had to tell me to turn off the oven first off because I wasn't even smart enough to do that. And then had to come evaluate the situation and check it out because it was smoky. I couldn't see. My eyes were burning. Now, first and foremost, he was worried about the dog. Because I was like, it's burning in here. My eyes are burning and watering.
Where's the dog? How's Stanley?
Yeah. He's like, take Stanley for a walk and I'll be home in a minute. So that was kind of bad.
For me, I think for the podcast or for life,
whatever,
probably for life. Saving money has been the worst part of my life. Really, honestly, finances are what relationships, living with each other or marriage or whatever, that's what people fight about the most. And I swear to God, Robert needs to be in my head constantly and just say, stop talking. I talk about money way too much. And I think it's probably the worst part because I get more every week. It's not the end of the world. And as long as I still have a job, knock on wood, it's not ever going to be an issue. So I don't know why I'm obsessed over it. I guess because I'm responsible, but that's definitely the worst part is just the stress that it's put on me and Josh. That's what we argue about more than anything.
Well, maybe you do need to calm down financially, but I get it because I'm the complete opposite of you and that's not responsible. Jeremy asked me if I wanted to save money before we went on this trip so I could have some spending money. And my response to him was, I don't have any leftover money, babe. I've got credit cards. That's it. You want me to contribute anything, it's going to be credit cards. But that's stupid. I shouldn't be in debt, but I am because I'm just like, whatever, I'll charge it.
Yeah. You know, it's just the thing.
You're not going to hold on to it when you die. So spend it, but don't go crazy like me. So, I mean, I get it. So this was a great moment, quickly followed by a bad moment for me. I want to know how you feel about this.
Alrighty.
I haven't seen you all week. Doctor's orders, get all the rest you need. Yeah, yeah. Must be nice to be gone.
Ding.
Why can't you just share with me? I don't want to lick toilets, but I'm getting pretty desperate. 'Cause since you've been gone, I feel fine for the first time. I guess I'll move on. Yeah, yeah. that concludes my attempt at being comedic.
I'm not going to go. I'm ill-prepared. I'm going to sound so stupid. I need to be continued. I really do. Don't make me. It's like just random thoughts. This is unfair. It's unfair. I can't.
We both had the same assignment.
I know, but you're like, well, I'm doing something different. It's a big secret. I'm like, no, what are we doing? And you nailed it. You're awesome. And now you're making me go last.
I'm not ready. Because you want to close on the best.
No.
You have a routine prepared.
No, I don't. I have a routine brainstorm. Don't make me. It's really bad.
If you haven't laughed yet, you're about to. Because coming up on stage next, let's give a warm welcome to Amy Nichols.
I'm not 100% ready. Don't make me, Lacey. I can do better than this. This is going to make me look so bad. Lacey, don't give me that look.
Don't.
I can't. You are fully prepared. You're... I was going to call you now.
I did it completely.
Yeah, you can't say that word.
Okay.
So this is on my worst of the year for podcast-wise. And when you played this clip, I didn't even know what it was. Because that is not comedy. I'm going to get mad about it again. It was just a song. It was a parody.
It was funny. And I nailed it. And you know what else I did? I tried. Can you say the same thing?
No. I'm such a horrible person. And then, like, the next week, I went back. And the next week, I had an excuse, which it was an honest excuse because I had a family thing going. And I had missed work. Like, it was really a thing. And I just, like, never did it.
No. I was just about to say, as I was editing this today, I kept trying with you. I'm like, give us a taste of what it would sound like. What if you were going to do, just give me a joke, just do this. And you would not do anything at all.
That is my problem. I just completely shut down.
And then you're like, no, I'll do it. I'll do it later.
Okay.
So I was going to ask you today, Amy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you serious?
I'm ready. I have something. It's not great. And I feel really bad because this is what I had originally brainstormed. And I feel bad about it because it's not just a dig at me. It's a dig at my husband. And I feel bad about saying it, but I got to give something at least by the end of the year, right?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that you're coming through with this.
Well, okay. With the chili cook-off, you gave me such a hard time for not following through when I did. You still gave me a hard time about it. And now this, I have to follow through. And then maybe you can never mention again that I haven't followed through on something.
Okay. Go ahead. Go.
Okay. I gave myself a drum roll. What a loser. Okay. I'm so in love. But a little bit of it was a rough start. You know, our first date, he invited himself. And I had to pick him up because he didn't have a license. And as soon as he got it back, he was gone. That's my joke. That's how bad I am. As soon as he got the chance to get away, he did. So that's not funny because it's true, first of all. But I mean, that's it. That's my joke.
The joke is Josh left after she was pregnant with Morgan and came back and then got her pregnant again. Yeah. And then they've been together ever since.
I mean, it really is the best marriage. But we just, I got to get that dig in. That first year was rough.
Amy, I applaud you.
For an attempt. A very small brainstorm.
However.
Yes.
It would have been 1,000 times funnier if you would have put it in a song, bitch.
That's what you get for your critique. Maybe next year. don't hold me to it because I don't always follow through.
Okay, so you just touched on this, but a happy moment from my year was winning the chili cook-off.
Yes, congratulations again.
Yeah, but Bet hurt Amy got a little blown up. Can you say blown up chili?
I don't know.
She was blowing it up here in the studio. This is what happened.
I was just trying to help y'all with your bit. I never even said I wanted to be a part of it.
Amy said it'd be funny if we throw some canned chili in there to see if people pick it or not.
Yeah.
And as I left, Amy said, I'll go get some canned chili. I said, are you sure?
Well, you offered, and I was like, I didn't want to say that you had to get it.
No, you so insisted. I offered, and you insisted.
You offered, and I insisted because I felt bad. But then it was like, it's...
Oh.
No.
Oh, hold on. Lacey's knocking on the window.
You offered, and I insisted. I just agreed with you. She's
trying to get a witness.
I just agreed with you.
Oh, no. We got an eyewitness.
Because
you offered, and I insisted. That's exactly what you said.
Come here.
No. Wait, there's no argument here.
What did I say?
And yes. Amy said,
yes, I'm agreeing with you. There's no argument here.
Did Amy
insist? No. Yes, I insisted because I thought it was the nice thing to do. I'm not disagreeing with you. What the hell?
And then she's mad because we like, we're the canned chili. And she's like, why y'all keep asking me? Why are y'all talking about the canned chili?
Already knew that I didn't bring it. So you kept bringing it up just to piss me off. Congratulations, it worked. There was not only two instances where you brought up the fact that I forgot the chili. It was all damn day.
It was all damn day. But were we not right to?
Because yes, I forgot.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree. I agree with everything you say.
But it's okay. We made fun of you for not bringing it.
Yeah. And then guess what? I followed through. I came back and I told Robert, I was like, I got 7-Eleven chili and I hope they all get sick. What is wrong with me? My mom tells me all the time when I'm on the phone, she's like, yes, a lot of people think what you're thinking, Amy, but not everyone will say it. You just say whatever you want to say. Yep, that's me.
It was fun, though, because Nick and part-time Justin were in the studio, and then I called in Anna as a witness. But
poor Anna. Oh, my gosh. She came in saying, oh, no.
But afterwards, Nick was like, can we all just sit back and appreciate what just happened here? I don't know if they don't fight on their show or if they just don't always see angry Amy. But they were very appreciative of that moment.
Good times.
I have a bad one for me. And you made sure. I swear this isn't all about you. I'm sorry that so far it's like Amy made me have a bad year. Amy made me have a bad year. This was a bad moment for me. And you did.
I'm sorry.
Pointed out.
I don't even know what it is, but I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm getting a little emotional right now.
Really?
I didn't get to meet nothing more because I went to my niece's graduation. And I didn't realize that Jeremy had contacted you.
Yes, this is all his orchestration. Orchestration? Is that a word?
Anyways, he orchestrated.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I was just trying to make your husband happy.
So Jeremy is obsessed with Photoshop, but he doesn't know how to do it. Even though I have Photoshop on my computer and I'm into the bad Photoshop. Like it's very obvious.
It's funnier.
Yeah. Cause I'm not any good at it, but Jeremy contacted you and was like, hey, can you Photoshop a picture of Lacey with the band Nothing More? And so you did. And I'm at the airport and it was such a frantic day and I had to like leave last minute and I still didn't have everything done and it was questionable whether or not I was going to make it to the airport in time. And anyway, I got to the airport, plane happened to be delayed and I'm sitting there texting you, hey, I made it. I hope everything's okay at work. Da-da-da. And you said, I hope this weekend is everything you've ever dreamed of except for this. And she sent me the Photoshop picture.
I had been sitting on it for a couple of days wondering when should I send it to her? When should she see it? And it was just like the opportunity that the sky opened up and the sun, you know, was just shining down. It was just perfect. So I sent it.
Oh, I guilt tripped my niece so hard about that, too. I guilt tripped her so hard because I know for a fact she would ditch me in a minute to go meet Harry Styles.
Sure.
This was my Harry Styles.
I'm sorry.
So hot. But there's a chance in 2019. We'll see. Another fun moment that sort of turned into a worse moment. We were on Cloud Wine doing Taylor Oakey before the Taylor Swift concert. And I love sing-alongs. It was so much fun.
It's not fun losing.
Well, exactly. And... we lost bad, horribly against Anna and Nick. And the only reason that I say it was the worst is because after I listened back to that, I was like, we are so awful. We are the worst losers ever. Like the whole time we're like pouting. Oh, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. Right after it happened, I was like, I hope that was okay. I hope we didn't sound bad. And then listening back to it, like it was funny. Except for that, we were being legit. Like, it was funny to listen to, but we are honestly horrible losers.
Yeah, that's the funny part, is that we're horrible losers.
Another bad one for me. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Was
but
it the butt hurt game?
Oh my gosh. I don't remember what year that was. But yeah, I'm an awful person, come to find out.
I don't know if that was this year either. I'm sorry. It just made me think that since you were talking about games, that was not a good idea.
Yeah. Because every card that has questionable morals is like, ooh, that's Lacey. That's Lacey. and a happy moment turned not so happy moment with me. I'm looking at you again. My favorite season's Christmas, obviously. My second favorite season would be pumpkin spice. And I brought pumpkin spice beer to work to make you and Anna try it, because Anna also hates pumpkin spice. And so I just asked the question, do you trust me? Because I brought y'all both in the back studio and I was going to have y'all try pumpkin beer. You trust me. I feed you. You eat my food. You trust me. Do you trust me? And this was your response. Do you trust me?
Most of the time I do. But I think you have questionable music taste.
Hey! Whoa!
And sometimes you're a little bougie on things. So.
What is wrong with me? I guess this is a problem. Yes, I am honest, but my mom tries to teach me speak truth with love. With love. And that was not love. That was just mean. But I mean, come on. You are bougie a little bit sometimes.
You were being defensive because you didn't know what I was going to spring on you.
Yes.
So and you were being defensive.
Yeah, I was in a mood. What's wrong with me?
You're such a jerk. Then for some of the best of 2018,
yes.
I wrote a positive about you.
Yay!
Amy regenerated a toenail.
Yes, I did. Oh my goodness. This was, this was a best for me. It was the trip to Utah with my husband, Josh. It was just like a 4-day weekend. But I got to be in the beautiful nature. I ticked off one of my bucket list things. One-on-one time with him was great. It was just a really good trip. And that was probably my highlight of the year.
But you almost joined a cult and lost a toenail.
Yeah. So we hiked the whole time and my toenail just came right off and stayed in Utah. So it looks like sort of normal right now. So I'm very excited about it.
I also found a new profession that I hope to pursue one day.
Oh, no.
Clown historian. I also discovered the band Ice Nine Kills.
Oh, no. Why?
Because I'm never taking this down. This is staying loaded on this page. That's why. It's so great. But the song they have on the radio right now is about the movie The Crow, and I don't like it as much, so.
Allow me to introduce myself. They call me the Dancing Clown. And you must be Georgie. Did you hear my circus was in town? It seems I have your bow here. The storm blew her off track. Just reach your hands down here and touch it if you really want it back. Oh, Georgie. You can trust me, sweet child. Step right this way. I'll make your service with a smile. Believe me, it's nothing to fear. When I feast on your flesh, you'll see that we all float down here.
So, that song just brings me joy. It just makes me mad whenever my radio tells me that Ice Nine Kills is on and I'm like, yes. And then I flip it over and it's a song about the crow and it's fine.
It really doesn't tell you what song they're doing. It just says the band.
I have them under my favorite artist, not under favorite song.
Got it.
Yeah. Mm. So it's trickery.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you found them. You're perfect for each other. I have a best, and I guess it's kind of a worst too, but my birthday extravaganza that you did for me on the podcast was so, so sweet. It really was extremely thoughtful and a lot of hard work from you and people in the office and our listeners, just so much, but also it was sweet and sweaty. Like, it made me so nervous because I don't like being the center of attention. It was just like, I don't know. It was just like, ooh, I just need to air out a little.
Here was your reaction.
Ugh, I hate eyes on me. It's the worst. I'm sweating. All this me is, oh,
So that was for your birthday. Everybody around the office wished you a happy birthday, shared their favorite memories of you. We had some listeners who left voicemails for you. Your fake family called in. I got some fake thoughts from your family that could not be reached. And you were incredibly nervous and weirded out during the whole time. And then afterwards, our friend Alita was like, did Amy really like it? Or did Amy cry? And I said, no, she didn't cry. And I texted it to you. And you're like, I totally cried on the way home.
I know, but it was not a good cry. Or maybe it was a good cry. I don't know. It was just so many emotions because I was not expecting that at all. It was fantastic. It was funny and sweet. And I'm extremely thankful.
Well, and that was a great one, too, because it was also our 1-year anniversary. And so you made new logos for us and printed them out on paper.
I did. Yeah, none of them really panned out.
I appreciate the effort, though.
Yes.
Kind of like your comedy routine. I appreciate the effort.
Thank you. Thank you.
Another fun thing that we did, goat yoga. That was a first for me.
Me too. And it was so fun. There's sweet little baby goats jumping on us. Oh, I loved it. We need to do it again.
Going to Taylor Swift.
Yes.
That was a highlight of the year. That was something that we were looking forward to all year long.
Lots of buildup.
Mm-hmm. And finally got to go, and she was fantastic. I have a worst followed by the best.
What was it?
Well, this should probably be you. But worst, being stood up by Bradley Cooper.
That was so... I'm still heartbroken about it. I was scamming through some of the titles of our podcast this year, and I saw that, and I really couldn't even approach it because I'm still butthurt. It's just so mean. It was mean of him to say he was going to show up and not. I love him. I still love him, even though I'm mad at him.
But the best out of that is A Star is Born, which that is my favorite movie of this year.
It was a good one.
We were in the airport and heard the song Shallow, which I'm obsessed with that song. That's not a song you would think would be me. Refer back to Ice Nine Kills. That does not seem to be my style. I freaking love that song. I have that song playing in my head all the time. I was at the airport and I heard the song and I'm like, oh, this isn't just in my head. Like, I'm actually hearing it. And Jeremy pointed, it was up on the screen. And we were both like, I can't wait to watch it again. Jeremy was like, yeah, I think we're just going to buy the movie.
Yeah.
He wants to watch some of the older ones and see if they're just as good. But I don't know. Because sometimes older movies are hard to get through because so much has improved since then.
Yeah, the way they even edit the film, you know, it's, I don't know, it just kind of dragged back in the day.
Because we were talking about Christmas movies earlier, I saw, gosh darn it. What's the name of that Christmas movie that I just saw? Amy, help me.
Elf?
No. The Love Actually.
Oh.
I just saw Love Actually for the first time, and I wasn't into it. And I think that movie is more, if you saw it back in the day and you love it, then you'll still love it. It's not something that you can just jump on the bandwagon now and like it. Because I watched it and I couldn't believe what year it was made. Because it was made in like 2001 or 2002. Yet the soundtrack on it was like 80s.
Oh, really?
Hugh Grant.
I don't even remember. It felt
like it to me. It definitely wasn't 90s. But I mean, Hugh Grant's like dancing around being a fool. And the music that he's dancing to was just like so stupid. And I was not into that movie.
It's all about nostalgia. Like we've been trying to get our kids to watch some of the old classics with us. Not Christmas, but just movies in general. And they're like, what year was it made? Because they really know. There's a huge difference on how films are made from back then to now. And they don't care. They do not care. It's got to be really, really good for them to make an effort and sit down and watch a classic movie with us.
But some classics are still great to watch, like Beetlejuice.
I'll finish it one day. That's one of those I say I'm going to follow through and I never do.
Couple of other things that I found to be the best this year. I've made some awesome discoveries. I discovered a scooter, the little motorized scooters, which I never even told you.
What?
Rode that for like half a minute, probably like 5 minutes in Brussels.
Oh, good. They have them there?
Yeah, they didn't have them everywhere. And Jeremy and I wanted to rent one in Paris, but I wasn't sure like the laws, because I know here you're not supposed to be on the sidewalk. You're supposed to be on the street. Well, in Paris, people will honk at you. Like, they don't care about pedestrians. You know, you got to get out of the way. It's a big city and they're honking. Even if you like cross the light, cross the street whenever it's yellow, once that turns green, they're honking at you. It's time to get out of the way. So I was too scared to get one in Paris.
Yeah.
And then we did the 30,000 steps or whatever. Jeremy's like, it'd be really nice to have a scooter right now. So anyway, we only found one in Brussels and it was on our last night. And I was like, whatever, I'm renting it. So I rented it in the rain on cobblestone and it was pretty scary.
I bet. Did you share? I mean, or were you just
hogging? We tried to ride it together, but it really didn't work. So,
on cobblestone? Why do they even have it in that city?
I don't know. But it was really slick and hard, so I had to like watch what I was doing.
Yeah.
But the streets weren't as busy, so I could ride around in the streets and it was fine, but I was the only one doing it, so then I'd have to circle back around and go to Jeremy. But I'm really glad that I discovered...
Yeah, those
scooters.
Right. Yeah,
I can't wait for us to do it.
Yeah.
I need some to come here, or I'm going to have to order them, or you can have them delivered so you and I can go scooting around.
Is it like a pre-register and you have to pay a certain amount for them to deliver it?
I don't know. I just read that they will be doing deliveries, but I don't know if they're doing deliveries yet.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. I still think that Instagram video of you riding around, I think it was you were in Austin, and your little... It wasn't a dress. It was a tunic, right?
Yeah.
But whatever. I just think it's so adorable.
I'm also very thrilled to have discovered Brooklyn and Sheetz.
Yes. I have it actually as a prediction for 2019 because I know I'll be sleeping better because of the Brooklyn and Sheetz. It's an incredible feeling of 5-star hotel sheets. And plus, I'll have better sleep. And they've got new products. Brooklyn and does. They've got towels, robes, candles, sleep masks.
Which all make great gifts.
Yeah.
You can give the gift of luxurious sleeping and sleeping, like you said, Amy. I've had sleep problems in the past. I can't sleep, especially with my snoring husband. I have been sleeping better because I'm so comfortable in my Brooklyn and sheets. I'm snoozing. I'm comfortable. His snoring doesn't bother me as much. Like I absolutely love my Brooklyn and sheets. You'll love them too, as well as all their other amazing gifts that they offer. Like Amy said, their towels, robes, candles, sleep mask, and more. All these make really great gifts for this season. And you know, it's time for the holidays. So get to ordering now, but you don't have to worry about, is it too late? Am I going to get my gifts on time? Because they have super fast shipping that makes sure you can get your holiday gifts right on time for the holidays. So everybody has their own Brooklyn and sheets and accessories to open underneath the Christmas tree. These sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. And now it's time for you to upgrade your bedroom and those that you love as well. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their products that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. But the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code LOOSELIPS at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code LOOSELIPS. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever. And I'm so glad that we found them.
I know, me too.
My bedroom has been transformed into an oasis, into a sleeping oasis, and I absolutely love it. I'm also happy that this year I'm finally getting into hobbies. I don't know if you remember, we did the bit swipeable earlier this year.
Yes, I do remember.
And this was based on what our dating profile would be, because at the time I realized my hobbies include watching TV and taking a bath, and I'm watching TV while I'm in the bath. So that's not even two separate things, and napping. So it was, if we had to present ourselves on a dating profile, how would we do it?
I'm a little bit artsy and enjoy most all music, including Mozartsy. Despite the dumb word I just made, I hate cutesy talk and I will talk to you straight with brutal honesty. But on a lighter note, I love late nights spent drinking massive amounts of vodka and eating cheap frozen pizza. Perfect dates are going on a hike, kayaking, or anything outdoors followed by a picnic, because I'm all about saving that money. And being in nature makes everything straight up better. My favorite food is sauces and spices, because duh, and I would sell my soul for some waterfront property. I'm super forgetful, but one day, if you're lucky, I might need you to remind me to get dressed. Wink, wink.
What is wrong with me?
I looked directly into your eyes when I said that. P.S. Sleep, food, and nature are the most important things in the world. If you aren't down for a lot of that, just swipe left.
I like it a lot.
Thanks.
My name is Lacey G. Well, not legally, but we're not going to get into that now. And despite what other people may tell you, it is pronounced G, not Gee. It's not my favorite thing to talk about. I'd much rather hear all about you. But let's talk about me. I am such a social person and love spending time with other people. My dog is an important part of my life, but he's not my entire world. He was put before me in my last relationship, but I would never do that to you. There is a Yogi Bear in my life, but you'll meet him soon. He's pretty special, too. Here are some of my hobbies. If I'm not busy in the gym, volunteering at a charitable place, or fostering animals, I'm out hanging out with friends, cooking gourmet meals, maybe even painting a picture I found on Pinterest. Painting is definitely not my strong suit, but it is fun. I'm not opposed to TV, but it is not a priority in my life. I love to eat good food. Some might even call me a foodie. But that doesn't mean I'm opposed to eating good dinner at, insert generic chain restaurant here. And cheese is super important to me. I enjoy red wine on occasion, too, but I definitely don't drink too much. Now on to some unfun stuff. I'm awesome at balancing my bank account, paying bills, and just generally taking care of the household responsibilities. And I love it. Being overly responsible is important to me because I want to take care of anything that I can do that will make your life easier. And do you love kids? I will have them. I don't have any right now, but my loins are available if that's your thing. But if you're one of those that don't want any kids, I'm down for that too. So if you can't tell, I'm very accommodating and versatile. I'm not submissive or a follower. I do have my own values and opinions, but they can change for you if you swipe on me.
That's fantastic. There's a lot of fluff there.
So, yeah. So I lied because I felt like I had no redeeming qualities. And I can't promise that I have redeeming qualities now, but I'm at least trying in the hobbies department because I made a wreath this year.
Yes, you did.
I want to make another one. I have like wreath fever.
Wreath for every season.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to be on it. I've just been too busy. Girl, I'm too busy to clean my house. I'm definitely too busy to make a wreath. I took a sewing class yesterday
yes.
for my first time ever.
Look at you growing.
And growing?
Growing.
And I started reading Harry Potter.
Look at you.
I'm ready to watch the dang movies. I'm on book three. I'm ready to start watching the movies, but I told my sister-in-law I could watch them with her at Christmas. So I don't know. I might cheat.
No, don't cheat. Don't do it.
Don't watch before?
No, don't do it.
Because I was going to read, watch. And I think, because I kind of think I need like a visual grasp to get it. Like maybe just watch the first movie. And then I can rewatch it with her.
I'm not telling you what to do, but you did say you'd watch it with her. So just wait.
Are you telling me that I need to stick to stuff that I say, that I need to follow through?
Let me just draw attention to the fact on that last bit, the swipe up a bit, you made me go first.
Oh, yeah. And I started it. And in the nature of, I'm not doing that, Amy, you're going first.
Oh, absolutely. I picked up on that. I remembered.
And now we're going to talk predictions for 2019. I have a prediction for something big.
Ooh.
Next year.
I think I know what you're talking about.
But I wasn't that excited whenever I found out about it. Last night, I'm scrolling around on Instagram and I saw something that just completely floored me. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips Instagram wants to know what's up with this Kid Nation toaster Instagram.
Oh my God, you found out?
How long has this been going on?
I wasn't going to let anyone know for a year, and it's been like 5 months.
This started on January 12th, days before my birthday. You decided to go cheating on Loose Lips and Instagram Hips.
Now listen, I started as soon as we came back to work and I was just like saving up pictures because I didn't want to just post one at a time. So I did post for the first time on the 12th, but I was taking pictures ever since the beginning of the year. And I did it because, I don't know, I just wanted to be creative. Why are you mad about it? It's fun.
I'm not necessarily mad about it, but Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips Instagram is like, I don't ever see any love from Amy.
Okay, that's not what I was thinking.
So you started Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles.
I did.
On the low. Nobody knew about it except for Anna,
yeah.
Who saw you taking pictures. And then I busted you, called you out for it. And then the next day they called you out on the air because I guess somebody was listening while we were recording.
Yeah.
And they called you out on the air and you went from having like 5 followers to having almost 10,000.
Yeah. It was 9 to over 9,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was exciting. The thing is I kind of slowed down. Getting pooped on kind of slowed my roll. And there was a huge problem with the kitchen. Like, the last month, we've had sink problems, and I can't wash out my dishes or do any prep work in that kitchen. So I haven't posted in a long time.
Well, don't give up, because I predict in 2019, Chrissy Teigen is going to discover Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles, and she's going to want to make a cookbook out of your Toaster Chronicles.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That would be nice.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Chrissy. I have a prediction. I have a lot of personal predictions. They're real ones. So I think that maybe I'll do the trip with the family to New Zealand. I know I've talked about it for about 3 years now, but I really think next year's the year.
I think that you should. And I actually had somebody on my personal Instagram reach out. Jacqueline messaged and said she wanted to know about overseas travel and traveling abroad, airlines, hotels, etc. She wants to do a trip, but she's not sure where yet. And I told her, do it. Go.
Yeah,
because
you're not guaranteed tomorrow.
And Jeremy and I, we're on the other extreme. I mean, you should think of other people and things and not just blow and go all the time, or do it. It's fun, whatever. But we listened to this travel blogger who was like, if you have it, do it now, because who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
My parents wanted to do something for their 25th wedding anniversary. Well, now they have to stay home because my grandma needs them.
Yeah.
And I mean, you do what you got to do. Nobody's mad at grandma for needing anything, but if they would have already done these trips and done, now they're homebound for a while and not getting any help. So you do it. Whenever you have that money, you buy the trip. Because then once you buy it, then you're guaranteed to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really, really. And we're like tippy-toeing, you know, is this a good time for work here for my husband, Josh? I said, you know what? I'm just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to do it and everything will work out. Stop worrying about everything all the time.
I agree on that. I mean, you do have to have have financial responsibilities or be able to afford it to go or put it on a credit card. Just make sure that you can pay it off. But I 110% support that. And if you are going overseas, we haven't done this. We've stayed in hostels before, but hostels are not that bad.
No, they're not. My mom does it all the time, and she's an elderly lady. Mm-hmm. So it's not just for the hip and cool people who've got no money.
Yeah. Hostels are very cool and very accommodating. I've stayed in two, and both of them were so nice. I thought it was going to be like creepy. Like, I used to watch the horror movies a long time ago, and I thought, you know, somebody's going to steal my kidney and sell it on the black market. No, it was nice. I shared a room with people in Key West. They were my friends. But still, staying in hostels is nice. The only thing that sucks is the actual travel, but that's unavoidable. Going to the airport and having to go through security, you know, which I'm grateful that they have that. But the whole process of traveling is a beat down.
Oh, it really is.
We were traveling for 15 hours.
Ugh.
Yeah. Last Sunday, whenever we came back home. But I mean, it is what it is. I also got to go to some pretty amazing places.
Yeah.
And it does suck that airlines want to nickel and dime you for everything. If you want any kind of space, you have to upgrade to business or to first class.
Yeah.
And we don't pay for that. There's a reason it's called first class. Nobody can freaking afford it.
Mm-mm.
To go locally, first class is like 3 times more expensive.
My dad refuses to fly unless it's first class now. And he can do that because he's, you know, in his last years of his life. Can I say that? It really is. And he's like, you know what? If I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to fly first class because I can afford it. And that's what I want to do. So
that's
go
nice.
Dad.
That's nice.
Go dad.
That's my recommendations on travel, though. Do it. Don't worry about splurging for the flight. I've personally never flown Spirit, but you have, right?
I have, yeah. And it really is a nickel and dime. I mean, me and Josh are like, we don't care if we sit next to each other. We don't care if we have to carry our bags on our back and stuff under the seat. We just like, whatever.
It doesn't matter what flight you're on. You're still not guaranteed to sit next to each other. Mm-hmm. I didn't sit with Jeremy for half my flights this last time. And we were on. But anyway, my parents aren't against Spirit. So get you some cheap tickets and stay somewhere cheap and get out and travel while you can.
And another prediction for this trip to be allowed next year in 2019. I'm going to predict that nothing will break in my house this year. So I won't have to be paying for a new AC unit or a new washing machine or a new this or that. So that's my prediction. Nothing will break.
I have a hopeful prediction as well.
Yes.
In 2019, I'm going to have youthful and moisturized skin. Big emphasis. I forgot that word halfway through it.
It's all right. It's all right. Keep going.
Big emphasis on the moisturized because I do have nasty dry skin. But Jenna and her company Fittish is coming out with some new products this year. And they really believe in the CBD oil, which I used the cool down spray.
I did too. I used in my entire bottle within the first month that she gave me.
And it feels great because I want to say it has like mint or something for the mm-hmm. cool down part. But then it also has CBD oil, which now CBD oil is like the new trendy oil,
well,
I guess.
Yeah, it's actually in my predictions, too. It's a chemical component of marijuana that doesn't get you high and may deliver anti-anxiety effects. So expect to see it in popping up in ingredients and everything from cocktails to salad dressing. That's something that's going to be really big this year. And I love it. And she's just gives us the product. We're not
endorsing it,
but I really have noticed a difference in my face since using it. And I think you can use it all over your body.
Yes. And she told me she's coming out with new products for next year and we get to like sample them and be her guinea pigs. And, you know, I like this about it. So she's making a moisturizer cream that's supposed to have all the good nutrients and CBD and all that kind of stuff that's for your face. But she told me whenever she gets it, she wants me to try it on my skin and yeah. see how I feel then. So it'll be an all over and I already like the cool down. Her setting spray is really cool. I just personally don't wear makeup. Me so neither. I gave that to Kajal, my news anchor friend, and now she uses it all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm predicting that I'm going to have moisturized, youthful skin thanks to Fittish. I really think so. I believe in Jenna and her products, and I'm so grateful that I get to test them out because how cool is that?
Yeah, and I mean, your hands are going to be unrecognizable.
Yeah, we'll have to do some before and after photos of my hands.
Some other predictions for the world. Okay, so orange is the new rosé. So right here it says, I found that eminently Instagrammable and complex in taste, orange wines will win over drinkers in 2019.
Ooh.
Isn't that crazy? I'd never even heard of that. So I don't know if it's blood oranges or what they're basing this orange off of. I'm going to have to look into it. Maybe I'll celebrate for New Year's and get like an orange rosé.
Because if I think orange, I automatically think like orange vanilla. But I couldn't see that being a wine, so I wonder if it's going to be the darker orange, more like a red, or if it's going to be a fruitier one that they might be white with hints of orange.
I don't know, but orange is the new black. Rosé. there are predictions that... Okay, so I use this all the time, the hard seltzer. I use it with my vodka drinks. I'll put it in with lemon and it says that, they say it's going to go bad. Predictions are bad for seltzer. And I use it all the time because it's got a bad taste.
So you do that. So you drink less because you don't like what you're drinking?
No, I drink it for calorie reasons. So I don't know. I really don't notice that it's a bad taste, but the predictions is that hard seltzers are not going to do good next year, which is sad because that's my go-to.
I don't like the I guess it's seltzer water is what I don't like. That's like bubbly and burpy kind of.
Yeah.
I always feel tacky whenever I go to the Nice Mall and they offer me something to drink and then they bring me sparkling water. And I'm like, I don't want that because I think that makes me look tacky. I don't know. If I go out, I don't drink Pellegrino or whatever it is. And that just makes me feel unsophisticated, I guess is the word.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't want your sparkling water. But whenever we were... in Brussels, if you ordered water, they didn't do tap water. And they would ask you if you want steel, which I guess is distilled. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or sparkling. And so the whole time they knew because we were American, like, oh, you want water, you want steel. But we had to order water. It was as expensive as the beers, which the beers were cheap. But
ouch.
I mean, still, yeah, if you're paying $4 a beer and $4 water, they did not believe in hydration there at all.
That's crazy.
I know. But I still ordered them the whole time. And then I sent Jeremy to go get a water from the store. And I was like, hey, babe, will you please pick me up a water? Still, please. It's like, I know what you want.
I know. And we hardly ever go to restaurants with the kids. But whenever we do and we let them have a soda, it's just as expensive as the beers.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Water.
Water all the way.
Also, another bad prediction. Apple products. This is the thing. They are so good that people don't need to buy the new and greatest and best product because their old ones are just as good. And I'm speaking from experience because my phone is old as hell and it still works. So I'm still going to use it.
I hope that your house stays intact and nothing goes wrong. I hope your freaking phone craps out though, Amy. It is time to give up and get a new phone.
I'm not going to. I'm
you
not buying a new
phone. You can even upgrade to a 7.
No. No, I'm not. That feels great. I also have another personal prediction. I am going to be healthier next year, inside and out. And I know I totally gave up way too early this year, but I am going to make an extreme effort to be better next year in 2019.
I'm going to do it with you. You are always my inspiration to get it together. And we worked out, and then I joined a gym, and then I haven't gone to the gym. And I tried messaging them to tell them that I hurt myself and please put my membership on hold. They never emailed me back. I think I either need to go up there or talk to them.
You need to go up there.
But my foot was hurt and it's not hurt now. So why do I need to put it on hold? But anyway, I agree with you. I need to get it together because I've been really, really loose.
Yeah, me too. It's not good. It's not a good feeling. I don't feel good about myself whenever I'm not making good decisions. So
no.
Next year.
Yeah, next year. Get it together. Tight and right. And I have one last prediction.
All righty.
To end on a positive note, Amy.
Yes.
We're going places.
What?
Not globally.
Oh.
Not vacationally.
Oh, okay. Where are we going?
I think our podcast is going to blow up.
Yes. You know what? Our numbers are going to look good.
We were at Boss Man George's surprise birthday lunch the other day. And Kelly, being legit, because she's not a smart ass or a mean person or anything, Kelly was asking, she's like, so how are y'all's podcast numbers doing? And I'm like, I don't know. Well, you know, you can look at that, right? You know that you can look and see your analytics and stuff.
You know, we're consistent, Kelly.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
We're not bad. We're not bad at all.
Uh-uh.
Not number one. Not number two. We're not close to those numbers.
So this is it. This is our year. 2019 is big. It's going to be big for us.
It's going to pay off. 2 years of hard work and it's finally going to pay off. Well, thank you all for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating, you can leave us a comment, you can tell a friend, all kind of cool stuff that you can do there that would help us out and make us look good. Hit us up on our socials. We would love to hear from you at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. And check out what Amy's betraying me with. I can't even say it. I was trying to sound angry again. Check out what Amy's betraying me with at Kidney Shitoaster Chronicles. In the meantime, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
I feel like we could do a podcast and it would be a million times better than whatever that drivel was we were listening to.